Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Lili Nishmas, Elisha Chanina ben Harav Aaron Avram. In the Mishnah Mesechus Negayim Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, it says Kohen Asuma Bachas Meinov Vashkol Moreinov Bayuras Hanegayim Shneimar Luchol Mareini Kohen. A Kohen who's blind in one eye or he has weakened vision should not see Negayim, shouldn't see Tzaraas. It says Luchol Mareini Kohen, anything seen by the eyes of the Kohen, and this Kohen has weak eyes. In the Tosefta, in the first Perek, brought in the Rash, it says, Misha Nismas Achas Me'ena Be'ena Roshay Ladun, Shenema L'chol Mare Eine HaKohen, V'omer Al Piyam Yekor Rivu Chol Nega, Makash Rivim L'negayim, Mani Goyim L'chol Mare Eine HaKohen, Afrim L'chol Mare Eine HaKohen. So it says, somebody who is blinded in one eye is not allowed to judge, as it says, everything's seen by the eyes of the Kohen, and it says that based on them will be any Riv, any quarrel, and any Nega. So we have an equation here between rivim and negaim, between quarrels and negas. Just like negas are l'chol mara enei hakohen, so to rivim are l'chol mara enei hakohen. So from the Tosefta it's mashma that only a suma ba'achas me'enav is not allowed to judge as derived from negaim, but b'kol mara enav, but if his eyes are just, his vision is just dimmed, then he is allowed to judge. And so is mavur in the Sig in Sanhedrin, Lamed Daled Amud Beis, brings the Mishnah, Yesh kasha lehayid, ve'eno kasha ladun, v'arav yechanan lasu yesuma ba'achas me'enav. Somebody is kasha to be made, but not to be done, not to judge. And Rabbi Yechanan says that's a person who's blind in his one of his eyes, from the fact that it doesn't bring kamre'enav. It's mashma that somebody who has weakened vision is allowed to be a judge. But we have a kasha here. Since we equate rivim l'negayim, we equate quarrels to negaim, to tzaras, legabe psul suma ba'achas me'enav, with regard to the psul of somebody who's blind in one eye, we also should have passed somebody who has weakened vision. They're both learned from the same pasuk of l'chol mara'eni ha'kohen, so we have to understand ma'ishna suma ba'achas me'enav shepasul ladun over karma'enav or machshir ladun. Tzarech Talmud. So in the Sefer Yad HaLevi, he goes in the following Mahalach, that they're fundamentally different. The case of Suma Ba'achas Me'enav, who's now let us see Negayim, is fundamentally different than the din of Kar Mor Enav. That Suma Ba'achas Me'enav, the Eino Rashai Liros Negayim, is a din in the Gavra, that the Gavra is Pasul Liros Negayim. We require a Kohen, he sees two of his, with two of his eyes. Prat l'sumim ha'shenken, the din of kar me'enav is not right to see negayim. It's not a din in the gavra, but rather it's din in the re'iya. We require re'iyas ha'negayim b'chol mor'enav. A person has kol mor'enav, there's a chisaron in the re'iya, and that's meduyik in the Rambam in the ninth parak of Chasam Tzaraas halacha hey, chol ol pasul liras ha'negayim, etc. Aval balimum k'sherim liras negayim. Or bevach lo yisuma filu ba'achas me'enav afilu koin shikar me'enav lo yire es hanegayim. So you see that the suma ba'achas me'enav, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam there says that he's pasul chol ol pasul liras hanegayim k'sherim abalim umar k'sherim lo hanegayim, provided that he's not a suma filu ba'achas me'enav, where you be pasul. So that's a psul gavra. Just like a cholol is a psul gavra, but b'kor me'enav, the Rambam uses a different lashon. Lo yiras hanegayim, he shouldn't see negayim. So based on what we said, we understand very well that kam or einav is not a psul in the gavra at all. The whole din is a din b'ri'iya shelo yire es hanegayim. So based on this, we can explain very well that we equate Rivim to Negoim only Gabesum Bachas Me'enav, that we learn from it that he's Pasul Ladin. But Bakor Me'enav were not Mimayet from this Hegesh, because Dafka Sum Bachas Me'enav was Din of the Gavra, who's Pasul Liros Negoim. From that we learn that he's Pasul also Ladin. Mashinkan Kor Me'enav is not a Pasul in the Gavra at all. Rather, it's a Din that he's not Chazi L'Re'iya, it's a Pasul in the Re'iya, not a Pasul in the Gavra. So that's only a Din in Re'iyas Negoim. And that's not shayich to the din of kohor, kaham, or einav, who is kasher ladun, l'kulei alma. So when we're talking about a psul gavra, So then that applies to din as well as negayim. When we talk about a psul in the etzim re'iya, so chisaron in the re'iya, so that only applies to negayim, but not to a judge. And according to this, we can say further that even re'iyas negayim itself, there's a chilik between suma achas me'enav and a kohen shakar mar einav. That the suma of achas me'enav, which is a psul in the gavra, we can say that that's only a din in the re'iyah itself. Not only is it a din in the re'iyah itself, but it's even a psul v'chol din re'iyas negayim. And if he becomes a suma after the re'iyah, before he's metami the nega, he cannot be metami the nega, since he's pasul l'ras negayim. Ma'ashen ken kara me'enav, it's not a psul l'ras negayim. Just he can't do a proper re'iyah. So we can say this is only a din in the re'iyah itself. But if after he does the re'iyah, then kar mar einav, he can pass kintameh. So this would be an interesting nafkamina if the person became vision impaired after seeing the nega. If it's a psul negavra, then he's still puzzle. But it's a psul in the re'iyah, so he saw, so he's beseder, he did what he had to do. But we have to understand if this is really true, because it says in Sanhedrin, Rav Meir, Hai v'shaftu asam b'chol eis maidar, Rishbe yam rab lasi yom u'una, this not even rosa negoim shachas, v'en arbaim lo socha b'ayis lo sabi yom u'una, Meisha kar kea nireis aza. So we see from this, that if not for the ribui v'shaftu asam b'chol eis, we would be memayda yom ha'ma'una. And the Gemara says, you might think that in a cloudy day a person can't judge, just like in a negoim he can't see. So Kamashmalan, we have a pasuk that he can judge on a cloudy day. Now legabe negayim, it's mashma that the reason you can't see on Yom Unan is because kea nireis aza, because a dull nega looks brighter. So it's because he can't do a proper re'iyah, and not because it's pasul be'etzem. So if that's the case, then why would we think to learn din from there, judgment from there? We're only learning judgment when there's a psul be'etzem, but not a psul in the re'iyah. Here you see that you're learning when there's, you would learn if not for the pasuk from negayim to dinim, where there's a psul in the re'iyah. Not only that, we see in the Torah's Kohanim that this din is that taka learned from karma or einav, this din of not seeing at those odd times where you wouldn't be able to see properly. So you see again that the Gemara has a havamina, lulei the pasuk, if not for the pasuk, to derive the psul to be done from negayim, not when we're talking about a psul in the gavra, but when we're talking about a psul in the re'iyah. And according to our theory, this is not correct, because we were suggesting before that the only limo that we can have from negayim to din is with the psul in the etzem gavra, and therefore the Gemara apostles dafka suma ba'achas me'enav, but not kal mor'enav. But you see from Vayter in the Gemara of the Taras Kohanim that you can even learn kal mor'enav and teach about dinim. Because we have a havamina that a judge wouldn't be allowed to judge when there's a matzav of kol mor einav, yom ha'mu'unan, is a pagam in the re'iyah. So therefore, says the Adalevi, we have to say that somebody who is kol mor einav is kasher ladun is only after we learn that yom ha'mu'unan is kasher ladun. If not for the ribui of yom ha'mu'unan, the din would be that if you can't do a proper re'iyah, you're also not written a guy, you're also not right ladun. And that gufa we learn from the fact that we have a ribui from Yom HaMa'unan, that we see the kamash malan in the pasuk, that even if it's a Yom HaMa'unan, you're still allowed to judge. So it must be when there's a pagam in the re'iyah, you're still allowed to judge. It's only when there's a psul in the gavra that you're not allowed to judge, like suma b'achas me'enav. But now where there's a pagam in the re'iyah, and so is Lahejya B'divrei Haran, in Sanhedrin. Half a gav to Marbina the Yom Munah Kosher Lad, Mikom Kom on his battle, Hekish, Dribble and Goyim, Shim the Yom Munah Koldino Shane Royal Sagoyim, Pinish Kar and Eric Kir Neris Azza. So he says, even after we have this Chiddish, we're still gonna passel, even after the Chiddish that you're allowed to judge on Yom Munan, we're still gonna stick with our psul of a blind person, of a Sumer Bachas Me'ena. We still have the Hekish of Rivim Tinagoyim. And here the only problem with the psul is because Kaya Neris Azza, because there's a Pagam in the Re'iyah. Not a psul negavra. So too, Kohen Shekar Morenav. That's a pagam in the Re'iyah. There we're not going to learn to a dayan. But if there's a psul negavra, sum vachas me'enav, there we're going to derive also that a person can't be a proper judge. Advarim hayin afulayim b'siyata d'shmaya. And what a schus we have to learn b'iyun m'seches negayim. We just ask that the Rabbanu Shalom give us more life so that we may continue b'derech hazu. Shalom, shalom, sweetest mother.